views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load.
Jefferson, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. We're back at it. How you doing, Terry?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
I guess I'm bushy-tailed.
Bushy-tailed.
I think so.
Okay. Good.
Well, so here we are.
Well, welcome back from your gallivanting all over the countryside.
Oh, man.
Patriotic landmarks and doing that fun stuff.
Amazing. Yeah, we've had a great trip, a lot of fun, met a lot of really great people. And we are Jefferson State of Mind, broadcasting from KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, Your Talk Radio. And we are also streaming live, and we are podcasted and archived. So, my friend, how you doing? How's the bathroom coming, buddy?
It's getting there. I'm remodeling a bathroom. It's a project, let me tell you. We're getting there.
Well, tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonneview Road, we have Patrick Henry Jones, who is running for assembly for District 1 coming in. That's Monday night, tomorrow night, July the 8th at 6 p.m. And we're pretty excited about that. We've got, you know, Patrick's come up with some pretty good things. And one thing about him is he stands for what he says. He not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. If you have any questions or comments, you can call into 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567.
I want to thank a few of our donors, our sign sponsors, and Dearman Pumps out on Highway 273, Vic Hannon on Highway 273, Valley Septic on East Side Road, Bob Hutchins on River Road, Stroop's Equipment on Turn Creek Road, Skunk Works Motorcycle on North I-5, Design Time and Tile on Highway 273, Muse Trucking on Clear Creek Road, Donna J. Main Construction on Twin View Boulevard, Leo Jones Propane on Highway 299 and in Bella Vista and Bernie. Okay, so what's next, Terry?
Well, you know, I think it's really kind of neat that last week you had Mark on. He was, you guys did a great show. It was just, if you folks didn't listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program last week, you need to go to the archive and listen to that. Those, you two guys were great. Even though Mark had to handle like the first half hour alone,
he did.
Phones are ringing already. Karen, are you there, Karen?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you? And welcome back.
Thank you so much.
What's going on in the South?
Well, I wanted to call about a Liberty event and let some people know about it.
Okay.
We've been involved, and so we're calling about this Liberty event, and it starts August 13th, and it's a two-week walk, 10-day walk, through all of Highway 49, and SOJ, being that we're all about liberty, it's an opportunity to unite with others to share about it, to share our love of restoring liberty. Anyways, we don't have to do the walk. There's only going to be three or four people walking, and it's 300 miles, and it goes through 9 of the 11 counties of Jefferson.
Okay.
9 of the 23 counties of Jefferson.
That's because it's all of Highway 49 only, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's only one county that's not in Jefferson. That's Madera County, where they conclude the walk. But it starts actually in Plumas.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. So I have a list of the counties if you're interested. I don't know how much time I have.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the Jefferson counties are going to be Plumas, Sierra, Yuba, El Dorado, Nevada, Placer, Amador, Tuolumne, and Mariposa. And it's a protest, essentially, against overregulation in California and federal government as well. And then on August 27th, there's going to be a rally in Sacramento to call attention to overregulation and how it hurts our rural communities.
Outstanding.
And we know why. I mean,
yep.
It hurts outdoor, you know, people who rely on outdoor activities for recreation and employment.
Are you walking?
I think we're...
We're just cheering.
I think.
Well, just make sure she didn't lose her shoes.
Yes.
We got.
I'm going to wear my shoes this time. But there are a couple people who want to walk a mile, but he's not actually asking for people to walk because you can't have 300, 500 people walking on Highway 49. So there's only going to be a few, and we're going to stand and cheer and
wave the flag.
Oh, yeah, we're waving our Jefferson flags and wearing our Jefferson gear and American flag when we find out when he goes by or the group goes by. And so there's a great website, and it's really easy, and I can also put it on the chat room when we're done talking.
Oh, good.
It's called Walk for Liberty, and the four is the number four. walkforliberty.com, and it's got a great map. It shows exactly what days between August 13th and August 25th that they're going to be walking through your town. And they're asking for people just to cheer them on and to show up in Sacramento on the 27th. And at that website, there are also two videos. They're really short. They're like 4 minutes. And it explains everything. And then they have a very active, up-to-date Facebook page called Walk for the number four, Liberty, no spaces.
All right.
And it kind of applies to anybody who hunts, fishes, hikers, loggers, miners, farmers, ranchers, cattle ranchers, anybody who uses the country, the land. I wanted to also mention that they're asking us to share whatever we can share as far as there's a printable PDF flyer, or I think it might be a JPG. There's a flyer on the website to share, and however we do that.
Yeah.
So anyways, I wanted to give you a heads up about it. I didn't know if you'd heard about it, but it's kind of right up our alley, and it's all about restoring liberty and representation. So here you go.
Yeah, and I love what you're doing there, Karen. This is Karen and Ray Breeze. They're from Mariposa. Absolutely fun people. Fun people. Great people. And Karen has the nickname Shoeless.
Oh, no, you're not going there, are you?
Yeah, it's only streamed worldwide.
I know, really.
But you guys are absolutely awesome. We love you a bunch. And I've got some really cool news for you that I'll call you and tell you later. Anyway. And so anyway, we are going to move on here. Karen, Ray, we love you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Karen.
Mark.
Thank you. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay,
you
bye-bye.
Bet. Bye-bye. Mark Baird, are you there, sir?
Good morning,
yes,
Mark.
I am. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Doing well, and you?
Every day is new adventure.
Amen, brother. Amen. So what's happening
we're
in
out
your...
here living the dream every day.
What's happening in your neighborhood?
Well, nice day today. Just... chatting with you guys a little bit, and then get outside and do some ranch work like always, and just enjoy the weekend, the last of the weekend. So,
all right.
So anyway, I was talking to my supervisor, and we were talking about a Second Amendment sanctuary county resolution. And my supervisor Ray Halp did a little research, and he found out that Siskiyou County passed one of those in 2013.
How exactly did they do that?
5-0, as a matter of fact. They brought up a resolution to guarantee Second Amendment rights in Siskiyou County, and then they passed it. And I have it right in front of me. It's kind of cool.
Cool. Can we get copies of that shared with others?
I have already sent them to all of you.
Yeah, we got it, and that's really good stuff, Mark. So I would imagine that Sheriff Lopey is just out there right in the forefront of that.
Well, he probably doesn't even, first of all, he probably never even read it. He certainly doesn't support the Second Amendment because, like the other 57 sheriffs in California, and especially those that claim to be constitutional sheriffs, they've never issued any kind of permit or guidance. They don't illustrate the fact that it's even possible for citizens of California to get a 26150B2, which is the protection for the only right protected under the Second Amendment, and that's the open carry of a loaded weapon. We have the ability to get these permission slips. I don't agree with that, but it is codified in law in California that sheriffs of counties with less than 200,000 people may issue or may not, not issue a permit to open carry an exposed and loaded weapon. Well, oddly enough, when you go to all of their websites, you can't find this option. When you talk to them, they won't tell you about the option. The form that DOJ issues doesn't list the options. The form pre-populates with CCW only. And oddly enough, no such permit has ever been issued in California since the inception of the permit in 2013, when the state stripped away the last of our Second Amendment rights. So Siskiyou County passed the Second Amendment resolution, and the sheriffs ignored it because even though it's easy for someone to say, I'm constitutional. People say it all the time. Communists even say it in Washington, D.C., the communist bartender Ocasio-Cortez and the communist from San Francisco, Diane Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Governor Gavin Newsom, who says soon California will be under single-party rule. They're under single-party rule now. Guess what the Communist Party used to say? Oh, no, this is democracy. It's just single-party rule. So there are, it's funny, in Russia, there were always more than one candidate. I've seen their ballots. There were always more than one candidate on the ballot, but they all belonged to the same party. So what you saw was exactly what you got. What we have in California. So even though these so-called constitutional sheriffs will stand on a box in front of a large crowd of people and say, I swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California, they turn their back on it, and they have never, ever once afforded one single Californian the right to openly carry a loaded weapon, which they have the authority, according to the state of California. They've been granted the authority to do so. Now, I just want to ask one quick question. Is it a God-given constitutional guarantee that you have the right to keep and bear arms when a single state agent in your county has the authority to decide who may and who may not exercise that guarantee?
Well, Megan Daly said that the sheriffs...
I mean, is that a right?
Yeah, Megan Daly said that the sheriffs have the right. That's her quote. She quoted that last Sunday on Sovereign Minds. That
they have the right to what?
The sheriffs have the right to issue a permit or not. And you corrected her and said, no, it's not a right. Sheriffs don't have rights. Sheriffs do not have rights. They're, and not only that, but they're breaking the law anyway. Article 3, Section 1, California Constitution, recognizing the United States Constitution as the supreme law of the land. Well, guess what? What do they not understand about the Second Amendment?
Also, Article 1, Section 1 of the California Constitution says we are born free and independent beings. And as such, we enjoy certain inalienable rights. Among those are the right to protect life and property.
Yes, and that's in the Constitution of the United States, which California is saying, oh, gosh, that trumps everything, no pun intended.
That's Article 1, Section 1 of the California Constitution.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I know. And the thing is that...
So it's crazy.
It is crazy because they're saying twice in their Constitution that basically the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land. But I'm going to run something by you as soon as we have to go to break. I'd like you to hold on. I want to run something by you, and I want to get your thoughts on it. So, okay, Kemosabe, so hang on, and time has come.
For 51. Well, I was just waiting. I didn't know if you guys were going to come up for air.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Up on a good book, learned about the land. They grew what they ate, they didn't get it from Uncle Sam. It's time to take a stand, it's time to draw the line. You better bring yours when you come to take mine. So go and round up all.
Come to take mine. Hey, Mark, you back there? Hello, Mark. Are you still here with us?
Yes, I am still
okay,
here.
Great. Hey, part of the discussion you and Terry were having, I think that the sheriffs are scared. They're scared of the sovereign citizens who are going to vote their fannies out of office if they do anything counter. But do you know what? They've never done anything right. That's the part that's so frustrating. I mean, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not supporting either constitution in that regard. They're ignoring both constitutions in that regard. So why don't we vote these people out? I mean, why do we go to the ballot and vote for John Doe, who was running for office as sheriff in our county, when they do the exact same moronic thing every time?
Well, I mean, I think people have really short memories, you know, for 163 years, we had, or excuse me, 167 years, we carried openly loaded weapons all over California. Nobody cared. Nobody thought a thing about it. It wasn't against the law. Nothing ever happened. The gutters were not running red with blood. But then after that stupid Black Panther protest in Sacramento, Ronald Reagan as governor and all of his Republican buddies got together with the NRA and the Democrats, and they stripped us of that right. And Ronald Reagan said at the time, no civilian needs to carry a gun on Main Street. Well, you know, the word need is not in the Bill of Rights. We don't need to carry the gun. We have the God-given right to carry the gun. I choose to carry the gun. I don't need to. I mean, I probably go the rest of my life and never need the gun, but it is my right to have it in case of that need. So then, in 2012, the Democrats, you know, Reagan was long gone by then, and the Democrats are in charge of the state, as they have been pretty much ever since. And some idiot in the assembly says, oh, you know, I really hate guns, and I go to Starbucks every once in a while, and I see somebody carrying an unloaded weapon, because what we did after 1967, and I used to do this myself routinely, you carried your pistol unloaded, and you carried the magazine on the other hip. That was it. So you had the gun. You had to load it before you used it, but at least you had it if you needed it. And he didn't like that because he said that no one needs a gun when they go to McDonald's to buy a cheeseburger, which is patently false. I mean, especially after that attack in Alabama in a McDonald's where a concealed carry holder stopped a guy from a mass shooting in a McDonald's. But the government can't pretend to know what's going to happen in the future. The cops don't know what's going to happen in the future. The government has no duty to protect you anyway. And so in 2012, little Anthony Portantino got his Democratic buddies to strip us of the right to the open carry of an unloaded pistol. And then in 2013, they stripped us of our final right, the unloaded carry of a long gun, a rifle.
Okay, so.
And in the ensuing couple of years, everybody's forgotten that we once had the right that the government took away from us.
Okay, so then we're going to treat the ability to carry a gun on this, in the same vein of having insurance either for car insurance or home insurance. We don't need it, but God forbid we don't have it when the time comes, right? I mean,
right.
We don't have insurance for your home and you don't have fire insurance and your house burns down, what the hell are you going to do? You're going to be without, you're going to be owing a huge debt and everything else is going on if you have a mortgage on it. Now, the same thing,
similar thing applies with the guns. So these sheriffs in the state in general, and what they really want is control.
Yep.
And that's what all these sheriffs want. They want to control the population. They call that protecting public safety. Well, who decides? I mean, you know, sheriffs may grant the authority, but they never have. No sheriff ever has. So they may grant the authority, but they don't because they want to control their voters. They want to control the populace. And this is all in the name of public safety. We'll keep you safe. Well, I got a better idea. Why don't you just have everybody step inside a cage, lock the door every day, all day. You drop off three meals a day, give them enough water to survive, and throw a dirty blanket in the corner they can lay on to sleep. And then you'll have the ultimate in public safety. You won't ever have a crime. I mean, everybody will be safe all the time. Well, that's where we're going in this state.
Well, and that's the thing, That's narcissists, they want to control everything. So are our sheriffs being narcissistic about what they're doing? I mean, they're controlling everything that we do. Is that how they control their office, control their budget, control what happens in the community? It is control. So
it is. It's all about control. It's only control. It's certainly not public safety.
Yeah, and they're not beholden to their employers, which are you and I, the voters. They're not beholden. They're not acting beholden to their employers. So if they're not doing what their employers say, their employers should give them the pink slip by not voting for them. So that people have to remember that the power is in the people, and the people
always
need to take always has been. The people need to take it back and not be. At the mercy of any one specific individual countywide or a group of individuals countywide. We need to take the vote and use it the proper way and get control of what we need to do within our own counties and collectively throughout Jefferson. That's it for me. I'm off my soapbox.
Okay, Bob, going to bring you on here. Now, Mark may not be able to hear you very well. So, if both of you are talking, you need to sort of, if you have a question for him, because the telephones are a little bit funky. What say you, Round Mountain?
Well, something I read in the paper, and good morning, happy 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody's enjoying it. I think the president did a heck of a job and stuff, but anyway, in the paper, Needles, California, which borders Nevada and Arizona, the mayor made Needles, California a Second Amendment sanctuary city in California. It's the first county I know of that is that way.
The county or the city?
The county.
No, it's the city, Bob. It was the city.
The city of Needles.
Yeah, it was the city of Needles.
Okay. All right.
Well, Bob, Siskiyou County did that in 2013.
Yeah.
So Siskiyou County was the first county in California to pass a Second Amendment protection resolution, which the sheriff has ignored ever since.
Well, like you said, he may not even know it's there.
I don't know. Yeah. I
mean, yeah, but it was in the paper this morning, so in Sunday's paper. So I just thought we're on this point. I'd let you know that there was another city involved that is a sanctuary city. It's Needles, California.
Yeah, and the city council went 5-0, and there's 5,000 people in that city. Thank you, Bob. Yeah. Appreciate it, buddy.
Have a great one.
Thank you, Bob.
Catch you Monday.
Yep. And one thing I wanted to bring up to you, Mark, and I think it's really something that and we're going to have to go off to a quick break here in a minute. But I wanted to ask you this and have you ponder this. I know that Phil Sheridan, who was in charge of the Indian campaigns, and especially with Lakota, Dakota, and Dakota, Lakota, and Nakota Indians in the Dakota Territory, and anyway, his whole plan was very similar to what California, I think, is doing to us in taking away our ammunition. What he did is he made sure that the buffalo was killed off because the Indian relied, I mean, everything happened around the buffalo. Food, clothing, teepees, you know, you name it. Gosh, water pouches, everything that the buffalo, every part of the buffalo was used. And Sheridan knew that if he took that away, I think there's a real parallel to what they're doing to us in ammunition in California, what they're doing in gun laws. And we're going to go off to a break, but I'd like you to kind of elaborate on that thought, if you would, my good friend. So, okay. Time has come.
For 51.
Guns keep us strong. That's what this
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Back. We are. So, Mark, what say you? Do you think they're trying to take our, obviously, by taking our powder and our flints, it's going to be very difficult to use that musket, isn't it?
Well, I think little Phil was acting on higher authority. I think it was U.S. government policy that anyone that presented themselves at a military fort could get a free weapon and free ammunition as long as they promised to use it to kill Indians and buffalo.
Yep.
And yes, the idea was to eliminate the food source, and that would eliminate the resources necessary to survive. And there are many ways to achieve victory in battle, and one of them is starvation, and one of them is disease. I mean, you know, there were instances when they were using smallpox-infected blankets, and, you know, just all kind of weird stuff happened. But yeah, you know what it is? It's proof of this, and this alone. Nothing is beneath these people.
Yes.
Nothing. There is no depth to which they wouldn't think. There is no low that they wouldn't achieve. There is no lie they wouldn't tell. There is no deception they wouldn't accomplish. There is no crime they wouldn't commit in order to gain power, money, and control over the people who we form this government to serve.
Yeah, that's true.
Government is our master now in California. It is not our servant. Anyone that doubts that, just look at the price of gasoline every time you go to the gas station. Look at how much taxes you pay. Look at the fact that the governor has sworn to protect and defend illegal aliens over the interests of the citizens of this state. Look at a governor who has sworn to make this the abortion tourism capital of the world, where unborn children can be murdered in the womb, because he wants to defend the Democratic Communist Party. If you doubt any of that, look at your friends and neighbors whose businesses were destroyed over CARB. Look at your lives being destroyed over taxes to save the environment so the Chinese can continue to pollute with reckless abandon. If you doubt that, look at how much representation is enjoyed by one-third of the state of California at six or eight state-level representatives, depending upon how you draw the line. And look at the fact that Southern California and San Francisco Bay Area has 114.
Mark?
I mean, if you doubt any of these facts, just open your eyes and look around yourself.
Yeah, Mark, you know, it seems to be, and I don't think this has changed, and I think you hit the nail on the head. There's nothing we can put by these people. They have two different choices for us, for people who are freedom-loving and people who want liberty in Northern California. That's to eradicate us or subjugate us. And there's maybe too many to eradicate, but they are definitely trying to subjugate us. And anybody out there who doesn't agree with that or says, oh, that's a little far-fetched, is it? I mean, is it?
No. I mean, you know, you look at the monoparty governments
yes.
of the past. Look at Mao Zedong. He eliminated 70 million of his own people and laughed about it afterwards. We barely have 1% of that number of people in Jefferson. That's certainly not too many people to eradicate when a government sets its mind to it. The Nazi government eradicated 10 million people by different reports. Joe Stalin eradicated tens of millions of people. And California is proud to call itself a single party rule.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We are here. We have lost our liberty. It's gone. And, you know, Sam Adams said, if you love wealth better than liberty, if you love the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek neither your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand which feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. There's a patriot telling all of the people around him, just like now, that you have two choices. You freedom or servitude. Yeah, there may be some money that comes your way in the servitude, but it's not your money. It's money you simply possess until government decides to take it from you.
Yeah, you know.
We don't have a Second Amendment in California. We're allowed to keep certain firearms until single party rule in California determines they want to take them from us.
Well put.
And they have the men and they have the guns to try to do it.
And the sheriffs.
They have the allegiance of 58 county sheriffs
right.
who swear to support and defend the Constitution. And they have not only aided and abetted in stripping you of your rights, but they maintain continuing hold over your Second Amendment gift from God as a single state actor, a single state agent, with no right to appeal under Penal Code 26150. You don't have any right to appeal their decision. There is no method to appeal. There is no process for appeal. In fact, they won't even give you the form to ask for their permission for the only core right protected under the Second Amendment, and they won't even give you the form, much less the permission. So if you need permission to exercise a Second Amendment guarantee, how long will it be until you need permission to exercise a First Amendment guarantee? Oh, I know. In California, it's now, because college campuses have free speech zones, and hate speech is banned. And speakers who they don't disagree with are banned. And they have squads of goons called Antifa that they allow to roam these campuses to enforce single-party rule and to block free speech and block speech they don't agree with. Okay, what about the Fourth Amendment? Well, that's next, right? Because if you have a red flag warning, some court judge says, oh, you're mentally unstable, you don't deserve guns. They will kick your door in without a warrant and take your gun. So Fourth Amendment's gone. How long till the Fifth through Tenth are gone? How long till they're under assault? Bail is already gone, right? You don't have a right to bail here in California anymore. Some state actor and state agent will decide whether you are worthy of release or not. But you don't have bail here in California anymore. It's been eliminated.
Well, you know,
that enumerated right is gone.
Right.
All these people, while they're doing it, they say, well, the Constitution's a living document. It's a living document. Well, which part of it's living? Is it the part where it says senators serve 4 years? Is it the part that says representatives serve 2 years? No. It's the first 10 amendments that are the living document. It is the rights of the people given them by God that the single-party rule advocates say, well, those change with time, and, you know, we can change the Constitution over time. Well, they're not changing any of the Constitution except the rights given to the people by God. That's the only part that's under attack. The rest of it isn't under attack, is it?
Well, you know, the question I have for you, again, last week when Megan Daly was on the program with Sovereign Minds, she had made the comment, which you corrected her on, that the sheriff has the right. Okay, so you have somebody who's running for assembly who believes that sheriffs have rights to give you constitutional rights, that they can say whether a constitutional right you can have it or not, just like you've just stated. And, you know, the insane part about that is that apparently one of the other comments she made that ties into that is the fact that her and her husband, she believes that if she's in the assembly and Brian's, of course, in the Senate, that they can have pillow talk at night. They can chit-chat at night. She said this right on the radio. Chit-chat, well, this is what happened today in our place. This is what happened today at your place. Hey, what's going on here? What are we going to do with all this stuff? Now, apparently, she was doing that with him before she ever thought of running for election, because she had stated that also. So she believes, and that must mean that Brian believes, that the sheriff has the right to either allow you to have your constitutional rights or not. Apparently, they haven't read Title 18, Code Section 242. But I'd like you to elaborate on that a little bit, because that to me is just... And the sheriffs went ahead and endorsed her, both your sheriff up there, Sheriff Lopi, and our sheriff, our constitutional sheriff, right? Tom Basinko, they both endorsed her without even knowing who was in the field of candidates. And they couldn't have done that because July 3rd hadn't popped yet. I mean, this is just, you know, dare I say corrupt.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, once again, as I said to her, and even when you read the California Constitution, which I've read several times, by the way, and man, you talk about the Chinese water torture, reading the California Constitution is almost torturous. But it's such a mess and such a poorly worded document. But anyway, we do have a supposed Declaration of Rights in there. And in California's Declaration of Rights, the word right, when associated with government, is never mentioned in a sentence, even in California's sham that they call a constitution. The word right is associated with the people. It's not associated with an inanimate object called government. Governments don't have rights at all. They're inanimate. They only fill themselves with people who are supposedly elected or appointed by elected officials in order to carry out the will of the people and to follow the laws that are stipulated by the legislature. So governments themselves don't have rights. They're incapable of having rights. You can't assign a right to a hammer or a rock, and you certainly can't assign a right to an inanimate object called government. That is something that is overseen and elected by the people themselves. People are capable of having rights. And even the state of California does not admit that sheriffs have rights. The state of California specifically said that the authority to decide who may or may not carry a weapon in the state of California has been given to the sheriffs or chiefs of police. So the authority over your Second Amendment rights was given to sheriffs and chiefs of police to decide who may carry and who may not carry in California.
Well, I think one of the things, too, and I'm not saying that this is a factual situation. This is what people say, some people say, and some people have put on Facebook and that is that the sheriffs could trump up charges on you, even if they're fictitious, or stretch them or whatever, or do whatever they need to do to at least get you in a position of fear. And to me, I think that's probably something. I know some sheriffs people have made comments that they've done this or could be doing this. I mean, you know, the whole point is that the power that we have allowed elected officials, as Wynn had said, and he's absolutely correct, they're our employees. The power that we have allowed elected officials is absolutely appalling, and it has to stop now. It's got to stop now. We need to stand now, and Mark, you're so right. Can you hold on, my good friend? We've got to take our last break. Can you hold on, please?
Sure.
Great. Thank you. Time has come
for 51.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
American, we are. Jefferson, we hope to be legally. Okay, I want to thank the rest of our sign sponsors. Solid Rock Construction on Airport Road, Don Rolgren Firewood, Bernie, Mort's Custom Sheet Metal on Clear Creek Road, Rich Morgan Holiday Ranch on Gas Point Road, Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, American Lock and Key on Twin View Boulevard, Klein Equipment, Round Mountain, North State Consultants Incorporated on Old Oregon Trail, Lassen Landscape on Churn Creek Road, Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 Bella Vista, Dr. Stephen Edwards at Churn Creek Chiropractic, Eagle Ironworks on Bannigan Road in Anderson. Anderson RVs, RV sales, excuse me, on Highway 273. Kirk Mann, Millville, and Jess on Airport Road. And those are, whoops, wait. Linda Johnson in Redding, and Daniel and Roxanne Pearson in Redding as well. So those, all those folks are having the signs up on their properties and helping us get the word out about Jefferson here locally. This is all in the Redding area.
So, Mark, what say you?
Well, I mean, we have an opportunity here. You know, that's what I'm saying. We have an opportunity to put a Second Amendment, a true Second Amendment supporter in the Assembly, Patrick Jones. We have the ability to do that. His opponent has gotten endorsements from sheriffs who have never even talked to the other candidates. His opponent doesn't support the Second Amendment. His opponent's husband has voted time and again with the single party rule in California. I don't know. I just think that we have an opportunity here to elect a Second Amendment advocate to the legislature. That's a toe in the door. We have an opportunity to win a lawsuit against the state of California. Friday, September 6th is the first hearing. And if 10 or 15,000 people would actually get off their backsides and go to Sacramento to the Robert E. Matsui Courthouse, courtroom number 3 at 10 a.m. on Friday, September 6th, and actually show up, be respectful and professional and polite, but be there to show that the will of the people stands with the Second Amendment, we would win something here. We have a chance for a summary judgment. The state of California has admitted openly in court papers that they won't grant Second Amendment guarantees to all law-abiding citizens. They will not grant Second Amendment guarantees to all law-abiding citizens because it would upset the delicately balanced set of regulations designed to protect the rights of the people and to maintain order. Well, here's how they protect the rights of the people. PC 25850, you may not carry an open and exposed loaded weapon. PC 26400, you can't carry an unloaded weapon. 26350, you cannot carry an unloaded rifle. And 26150B2, sheriff may give you a permission to carry a gun, but no sheriff ever has. So that's how they protect the rights of the people, by banning them outright. Now, you have a chance to show up and actually help us. And all I'm saying is, look, if you want this bad enough, show up. Because if you don't show up, we could probably lose and no one would be there to record it or document it or see it except a few of us that always show up, the 10 or 20 people that always make it. So here's your chance. Do you support liberty or don't you? Because if you don't show up, then in my mind that says you don't want it bad enough to show up one time for it. We also have a lawsuit against California for lack of representation. That's going through the court. In other words, look, folks, people are out there trying for you, but we need your help. Do you actually support liberty, or would you rather just crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you? Because that's your choice. In California, they're coming into your water tap, and they're going to tax that next. They're going to tax your haircut and the visit the plumber makes to your house. They're going to tax every time you put a set of tires on your car. In fact, they're looking at everything you own and trying to figure out how to put a tax on it. Really, when is enough enough, people? I mean, when are you going to say enough is enough and start voting with your intentions, your feet, your will to fight, your money? You know, when do you stand up? What's it take for you?
Well, we were in South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, Utah. And gas was a minimum of $1 a gallon cheaper, And when we were on our trip, the people that were on the tour with us, all of them from different states, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Texas, Georgia, Louisiana, and California, I've never seen 48 people being so like-minded. Everyone there was talking about the oppression of the government and things that are happening in their own states. When I told them some of the crazy laws that we have in California, the straw law, and how the rape of an unconscious victim is now a misdemeanor, just all these insane things and how we have AB 109, et cetera, they couldn't even believe it. A lot of states are going through this, but it was interesting to have 48 people of all different areas, all persuasions of life, all nationalities, all agreeing on one thing. We all wanted liberty, and there was never anybody on that bus who said, let's not talk politics. Also, it was quite an eye-opener to see the position of people and where they stood with President Trump. Sally wore a Trump hat. Of course, you know Sal. I mean, knows no fear, you know. And she wore a Trump hat and got nothing but compliments from people. Not one negative comment in any of those states we're in, anywhere we went. Of course, we were in a cowboy bar. But
now, all those states that you mentioned that were represented, those were all open carry states, weren't they? Or at least far less restricted than California is currently.
Well, South Dakota, on July the 3rd, passed a law being a constitutional carry state, which means you don't have to apply or ask permission, Ms. Daly, of the sheriff to have a concealed carry anymore. You can conceal it or open carry it. But again, the state was trying to control it that way. Mm-hmm. If you were going to conceal something, you had to get a permit for it. You could open carry it. But, you know, that's it. These are the things that are going on that are so crazy. And the idea of, I mean, it's just, I'm so disappointed with some of our sheriffs. We worked with them, with going to different venues with them, with Support Rural America. We traveled to several different counties with a lot of the sheriffs. I'm not saying every one of them, because a couple of them are for Oregon, and they are constitutional. But these guys, you know, oh, they beat their chest, they're constitutional sheriffs. They brag about how many CCWs they would allow. Mm-hmm. Allow the people who they work for to have, and it just I can't tell you the disappointment.
But you know, Terry, a lot of that's their own fault. I mean, when we were doing that constitutional sheriff series,
yes,
we weren't educated enough really yet to know where liberty was even being stolen from us. I kind of say we have to forgive ourselves that far back, because we were waking up to the fact, but we had not done enough research to know exactly where liberty had gone. Now that our eyes are fully open, they're just doing what an organism does. It grows and gains power, and it is concerned only for itself. And that's what these sheriffs are. They're concerned for their position. They're concerned for their job. They're concerned maybe for their department or how easy the job is for their officers, whatever. You know, but they're not concerned about your liberty, and they never have been. And now that we're awake, we know what to do.
Well, and now on top of that, too, we are concerned about that as sovereign citizens. That's why as we gain the knowledge, we share it. We want everybody else to have that information. And please vet us. Go out and check that information out. Do your research. Do your homework. Have conversation. Have dialogue. And share the information with others so that they, too, have the wisdom of what's going on and how to help prevent it and how to fix it. We need to fix it.
Here's another important component of it. I know we're getting short on time, but if you want to help, and even if, you know, I'm saying show up, folks. If you don't show up, you're not really helping, but you can at least contribute money. I mean, contribute money to the CFR case, and Wynn can give you the address for that. You can go to the website to Keep and Bear. That's TOKEEPANDBEAR.com. And you can contribute to the Second Amendment lawsuit. You know, look, even if you have some reason in your own head manufactured that you can't show up to these things, at least help us pay the lawyers so that we can win for you. You know, these things are terribly expensive. They're bankrupting the few of us that are given the bulk of the money. So please show up. You know, have a little fundraiser, have a bake sale, a garage sale. I don't care.
A rally,
whatever, and donate the money. Donate the money to Assembly District 1, to Pat Jones. He needs money to win this thing. These things aren't cheap. Donate money to the Second Amendment lawsuit. Donate money to the CFR lawsuit. Even if you can't show up, work harder. Work an extra hour. Do something. But, you know, don't sit there in your easy chair drinking your coffee or whatever this morning, and you're listening to all this freedom talk, and, boy, you're really fired up. And then you turn this show off. And you do absolutely nothing to guarantee the success of liberty or to regain the liberty we've lost in this state. Don't give me that excuse, because it's unacceptable.
Amen. And if you want to send money in, you can send it to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, 96073.
Can you give that one more time, my friend?
P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O. 96073.
And time has come
for 51.
KCA. Come out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.